This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Time now for our weekly overview of the world of News Talk Radio. I'm Doug Steffen here with my DJV partners, Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, to go through the charts for this past week, the week of October 19th to the 23rd, work done by Talkers Magazine. Talkers is the Bible of the talk radio industry, and each week the staff studies the radio stations that are into this format, talk to hosts, listen to discussions, and that's how they come up with a list of the top 10 stories and the top 10 people being discussed. I think last week we started at number 1. Sometimes I pick and choose. Sometimes we start at number 10. I suppose maybe we could spend... there is so much conversation about the presidential race, and because this is a review of the hot hits in talk radio, maybe we ought to start there. What are the takeaways, ladies? Jennifer and Victoria, the takeaways from the final Trump-Biden debate.
From the final debate, I think that there was a clear winner this time. From my perspective, President Trump, by and large, won this debate. He maintained his cool, his calm, his composure. He was more disciplined than he was in debate number one. And he did something masterfully, and that is he was able to talk about his own achievements while still landing a few punches on the Obama-Biden administration and certainly what Biden has said it will be his platform moving forward if he wins. The question is it too little too late? Have people already made up their minds?
How many people have voted
really
already?
7 million, yeah. 40,
how many?
Almost 48 million, I guess, now. Yeah, the number is going up and up because...
So that's one-third of all the people who are eligible to vote in this country have voted
two-thirds
already.
Two-thirds of the people still have to make up their mind and decide if they're going to vote at all. And really what this does, I think,
deciding to vote at all? What do you mean two-thirds of the people?
There are a lot of people who will either vote on election day or who will not show up. And so my point here is that this debate is probably less about changing people's minds because, let's be honest, most people have their minds made up at this point. But I think what it does is it drives enthusiasm. So for those people who said, well, maybe I might go vote for Trump or maybe I might go vote for Biden, a debate like this happening a week and a half before election day is one of those things that can drive people to the polls, saying, I need to get out there. And Donald Trump did something that he had to do, and that was shine the light on a story that the mainstream news media has totally ignored in terms of Biden's connections to China, Ukraine, how he's enriched himself, allegedly, at least that's the accusation. And the media has not been able to cover that story. And so I think the president had to do that while he had the eyes of the nation. And I think he did it without getting angry, kind of tweaked and in that tone where people just don't listen to him because he just sounds like he's got an axe to grind.
I think
he was able not to do that actually during this last debate.
All right, Victoria, what's your take?
Well, I mean, to be fair, Jen, you thought that he won the first debate too, which only 15% of Republicans even thought that he won that. But there are multiple polls. This from all accounts, yes, this was a much better performance, a much more civil debate. There are multiple polls show that Biden clearly won the debate. So it just depends on who you're, what team you're on, and that's essentially where everybody is now. It's just you have your team, and that's it.
Having these, I mean, given
well, right, I don't think it's going to move the needle at all. I think people are I've said this forever. I stand by it. Anyone who claims that they're undecided at this point is just too embarrassed to say who they're voting for, whether they're voting for Trump or Biden. That's it. No one is undecided in this.
It seems to me that the important part of this, frankly, as we get closer to the election, is the foreign tampering. The Chinese, the Russians.
Russians have been busted numerous times in the last few weeks of hacking into local elections. They have voter data. They are responsible. The Russians are responsible. I know Trump always wants to put all the focus on China, but the Russians are the ones who are hacking into our election system.
I don't think that's what Trump did this week because his administration came out and held a press conference on Wednesday evening alerting people to the fact that both Russia and Iran, not even mentioning China.
But has he changed his point of view, Jennifer? He's been very supportive of Putin anyway.
people in the tech world have known for a while, and I think that he has been reluctant to actually come out and say, all right, yeah, it's Russia that's
doing it. He has not been. I think that is such a lie. It's a lie that has been told to you, Dougie, and I know that you're smarter than that.
I'm looking at a picture of the two of them right now, Jennifer.
Right. There are pictures of a lot of world leaders who have been shaking hands. I mean, it was, don't forget, it was Obama who said, I'll help you after the election, after he was caught on a hot mic. But if you look at the actions, the output of the administration, this administration has been tougher on Russia than any administration in the last 40 years. And I would include, and that would actually include Reagan, the sanctions, all of that. Since Reagan, this has been
then
the administration.
Why are they
the
so
sanctions
involved
started
in
under Obama
election?
Because they were hacking into the last
election. Why are they involving themselves in our election? Why do the Russians... And
well, they don't want Biden to win. That's
because
for sure.
They benefit from the chaos that
but
is now being...
But the Chinese would like Biden to win, if you believe all the stuff that's coming
from his
opponents.
You said, let's not make it about China. So I'm just telling you factually, this week, there was a press conference that was about Iran, which actually put together a letter-writing campaign to people to threaten who they vote for.
That's true.
And Russia. So both of those things were brought up by the administration, who is apparently in bed with Russia, brought up to the public's attention so that they were told, if you get any of these threatening letters, go and vote anyway, send these letters to local law enforcement, so that they gave people a plan of action in case they were being victimized by this.
Number 9 on the countdown this week, to move around a little bit, is the focus on our relationship, mostly with China, but Russia as well. I thought it was interesting that Edward Snowden, remember him? The intelligence contractor, who revealed back in 2013, my God, it's been 7 years, the government was spying on you. He lived in exile in Russia, and this week was given a full and permanent residency there. So what kind of, he still wants to come back to the U.S., but...
Russia, when you look at all of these hacking groups, this is so within Snowden's wheelhouse.
Yep.
So you've got an American, an expat living there, living in pretty luxurious accommodations, by the way.
And
living completely untouched, goes about his business. What other American can do that? No one. So if he's not working for the Russian government against us, all this hacking that goes into all of the elections, we know that the data breaches have been, it's numerous data breaches now of voter registration information. There's no way. I mean, I smell a rat, and it's Snowden. I'm not making this guy a hero.
I'm glad. I don't know if he's a hero or not, but I'm glad to have known the information that got leaked was important for Americans, whether they held on to it or not. But
so gray area when it comes to Snowden, because it's like part of it is whistleblowers play an important role, but the other thing that he's done is so damaging. I mean, you can't.
A lot of people got hurt with that. Yep.
Right.
All right, we'll move along because there is a lot of meat here. COVID may be in our focus next, 14 after the hour on the overview of this week's countdown.
In the know, I'm Andy Solomon. Surprise medical bills may result from emergency situations where the patient is unable to choose their medical transport company, hospital, or doctors. Here's Dr. Mitch Elkind, American Heart Association president, with more.
The average surprise medical bill is over $600 and may amount to thousands or even tens of thousands of dollars. The American Heart Association is urging lawmakers on both sides of the aisle to address this issue now. We're leading a national campaign encouraging patients to share their stories about receiving surprise bills with the hashtag #IWasBilled.
Patients should never have to worry about surprise medical bills instead of focusing on their care.
For months, Congress has had comprehensive bipartisan legislation in hand that would shield patients and consumers from surprise medical bills. However, lawmakers have yet to move this critical legislation forward. Congress should act now to end surprise medical bills.
For more on how you can urge Congress to act, visit heart.org/surprise bills.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. It has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, There are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Streed. It's called Gamma Knife Surgery, but there's no cutting involved.
Gamma knife radiosurgery is the precise delivery of radiation to some imaging-defined target. And so we're able to treat benign malignant tumors within the brain as well as vascular malformations.
Dr. Bruce Pollack says it's been used at Mayo Clinic for 30 years as an alternative to open brain surgery.
We're performing an outpatient-based procedure that doesn't require an incision, has no risks of infections.
Patient's head is held still during the procedure with a head frame, which also serves as a map for the radiation. Using 3D imaging, typically an MRI as a guide, the gamma knife is targeted directly at the tumor.
The mechanical accuracy of the device is measured as a fraction of a millimeter.
And with no hospital stay and minimal side effects, it's a procedure that is efficient and can be life-saving. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
I want to move into something because the discussion of the COVID takes more than a couple of minutes, and we've got just a couple of minutes here before we have to move aside for local information. So number seven this week, the Pope, some describe it as a bombshell endorsement of gay marriage or same-sex civil unions. I think that's the term that was used.
Right.
With all the evidence suggesting that the Pope made the remarks actually a year or so ago. So now what if you're
Catholic? Yeah, it only came out, I think, because of that documentary.
Yeah.
On him that just debuted this week.
Yeah, it was at the Rome Film Festival.
Yeah. All right, so is this something that ought to be, there's a whoop, whoop, whoopee here, or it's just, okay,
I read a story about how they were surprised, I think it was either one of the filmmakers or someone involved with the Rome Film Festival, that they were surprised that this was even like some sort of bombshell, because the Pope has said stuff like this before when he was a bishop. So I think there was that. Obviously, the media picked up on it and ran with it as a new story. We all thought it was a new story as well, and covering it, because maybe we weren't watching every action of the Pope before he was actually the Pope. But many people were saying, we didn't think this was going to be that big of a deal at all, because he's been pretty consistent when he has said this in the past. So
yeah. All right. Well, he's pretty consistent anyway. How is he doing health-wise? How is he doing? How do people see his tenure as Pope continuing? He's been one of the better popes, it would seem, in my
life. Isn't he also one of the younger ones?
When he was 60-something when he got in, right, wasn't he?
I don't know. I just thought that he was younger than the last couple ones.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Right. Jen would probably know that better. Than
whenever I think of that, all I can think of is the movie that Tom Hanks was in about the Catholic Church and who almost became the Pope. But he's actually been a couple of those movies, haven't there?
That was when he did Angels and Demons is the one you're talking about.
Yes.
And then the Da Vinci Code.
Yeah, right. That must be time for another one. All right. So that's
and
the
he's
story.
83, so that's how
he's 83 now?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Wow, I didn't know he was that old. He looks good.
Yeah, he does look good. Must be taking a lot of supplements. Yeah. Or eating.
He's not my favorite. I think he gets way too political.
What do you want him to do?
I'm a John Paul girl. John Paul II. That's
really?
Who I was raised with as Pope, yes.
Mm-hmm. Well, but isn't it time
to be
relevant?
Yeah, but I don't know if that's necessarily the step that this Pope is taking. He just gets involved in a lot of politics. And there should be places where people can go to rest from politics, and I think we've talked about this before, and there's
the
disagreement.
Should be one of them, yeah.
Sports, maybe Hollywood, I think, should be a place. Religion, where it should be
that's
matters
a good
of
point.
Faith more than
where do you go to get out? Where do you go to get away from politics these days? That's
TV,
a very good
Netflix.
Question.
Sleep. I go to bed is
yeah,
where
right.
I go.
Nighty night.
Yeah.
Oh, well, don't go away. More coming up, 21 after the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Moving back into our focus on the charts for the week of October 19th to the 23rd on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here, going through the top 10. The next item of interest here, COVID, all the health projections, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I was reading a review, ladies, of the super spreader events. The Rose Garden ceremony certainly comes into the category, and the motorcycle rally in Sturgis, North Dakota. Is it North Dakota, South Dakota? Anyway, all of these things, the things that are, have big gatherings. We're trying to teach people. I'm looking at a picture from a beer hall that was taken at a rally last week. And there isn't one person in this, and it's at the, I'm looking at the Full Throttle Saloon. It's another rally for bikers. There wasn't one person, and there were hundreds in this beer hall. Not one had a mask on.
Of course not. Bikers don't wear masks. That's a thing.
Okay, so is that one of their, like, wearing a vest that says hawkers or something on the back of it? Is that...
There are motorcycle gangs or groups or whatever you want to call them that are around here, and they have a bunch of rallies in New Jersey where I am. Not a single one of them wears a mask. It's a biker thing, you know.
All right, so what we learned this week was that mouthwash could inactivate human coronavirus. For me, that was a godsend. I thought that was fabulous information. You want to review it, Victoria or Jennifer? What really was said, this is too bad we didn't know this 6-8 months ago.
It's a Penn State study that was released that said that things like a neti pot or saline rinse or diluted baby shampoo used to rinse your sinuses or mouthwash can actually prevent the virus from taking hold in your system. So if you make it a practice to consistently use these products, they will rinse away the coronavirus instead of letting it attach to your mucosa and then start to spread. So that's the idea behind it. And the study says that it's 99.99% effective in killing the coronavirus.
Where is the CDC? Where is the government here telling people this? Why are we getting it from a third level source? You know, there is a warning from the CDC this winter, COVID could become an epidemic. So why don't you tell people in the same breath? But
You could eliminate
it. If you fearmonger, you can control people. That, I mean, are you not getting that? It's 8 months in. This is what's happening. Is the more people are scared, the more control the government can have. It's frightening.
Well, but Trump's running the government. Why doesn't he put a stop to it if he's the...
I think he should be talking about this all day long, but the problem is when he talks about stuff like this, people jump all over him. I think it should be up to the cities, the counties, the states to be talking about this in a really active way. I mean, we have a governor in my state of California that has a roadmap to how to chew when you're in a restaurant. So you put your mask on, you take a bite, you put your mask back up again. Why wouldn't they put this information out and say, hey, here's some things that you can do so that you don't feel so afraid? But
it is. Isn't preventative. It's how do you deal? Like the buses. Remember, I talked this week about the buses traveling around, no mask, no ride, you know, that kind of stuff. Public transportation. So, in the same vein, why don't you have big announcements that say, "Rinse with." I'm looking, and now that this is out, somebody's going to pick up on it and go to the drugstore. You probably won't find any. They'll probably empty the shelves of that stuff. But that's okay. So be it. If that's a way of us getting sort of back to normal and eliminating this problem in our systems, it just seems... anyway, so also that Fauci and the CDC warning people about Thanksgiving, don't have Thanksgiving, basically, isn't it what they said? Don't have a big gathering.
Well, Fauci has been warning people against traveling for traveling long distance for Thanksgiving. He said, you know, people should not be flying to see relatives or whatever for Thanksgiving. So, you know, everyone I think is just going to have to make a choice for themselves.
Our local guidelines say that you can have Thanksgiving, but only with three families, and you have to do it outdoors.
Aha! Uh-huh. Outdoors and Thanksgiving.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Now that the final debate is complete, there will be one last push to grab the undecided voters across America for President Donald Trump and candidate Joe Biden. During his closing remarks, President Trump had this to say about the direction of the country.
At the best black unemployment numbers in the history of our country, Hispanic, women, Asian, people with diplomas, with no diplomas, MIT graduates, number one in the class, everybody had the best numbers. And you know what? The other side wanted to get together. They wanted to unify. Success is going to bring us together.
Biden pushed clean energy, but almost got personal and said dignity, respect, character, and decency. Said those haven't been things in the White House for the last 4 years.
president has announced a peace deal between Israel and Sudan. The two countries had been at war for decades, and the president believes there will be more peace in the Middle East in the run-up to the election. This is USA Radio News. Joe Biden hit the campaign trail Friday with the plan to attack the COVID-19 pandemic. He discussed how the president wants to do away with the Affordable Care Act, which would hinder those insured to get a vaccine once they become available.
Under the ACA, insurers are required to cover recommended vaccines for free. So overturning the ACA would mean people have to pay to get the COVID-19 vaccine. That's wrong. Very, very wrong.
Scott Peterson, the man convicted of killing his wife Lacey and her unborn child nearly 18 years ago, was back in the courtroom Friday. Prosecutors have decided to try once again for the death penalty against Peterson that had been overturned by the California Supreme Court. Fox News' Laura Engel explains why the case has returned to the courtroom.
Significant errors in jury selection, but upheld the guilty verdict. And then last week also ordered the reexamination of his conviction based on a motion filed by his appellate lawyer citing alleged prejudicial jury misconduct. Now that issue is over a female juror.
This is USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
All right, let's get back into our fold here. This is the Talk Radio Review, a roundup of the issues of the week, according to the surveys at Talkers.com. You can find these lists every week at Talkers.com. Find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television there as well. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan as we bounce around through the issues. Number three this week on the countdown list are all the accusations, the scandals, the corruption, the finger-pointing at Biden, because of his loose cannon son, the finger pointing at Trump because he had a Chinese bank account. And I emphasize here, it's not on, I didn't realize that it was closed in 2013.
Okay, so a couple of things. First of all, just to be fair here, this is not a scandal about Hunter Biden. Hunter Biden is a loser and has a lot of explaining to do, but he's the middleman. The reason that the Biden scandal is important is because there are people who are now saying that Biden has been enriching himself by using his position in the government to leverage deals with our adversaries. So it's, yes, Hunter Biden's a loser. Yes, there's pictures of him doing drugs and with underage prostitutes. That's all true. But let's talk about what should really concern us, and that he's being used as sort of a middleman between his dad and foreign governments. That's the part of this the scandal that is should be consumed, I believe. As far as Trump's tax scandals go, Trump's tax scandal, in air quote, was addressed during the last debate this week. And President Trump said that that was not a new story that came out. In fact, that this bank account with China that allegedly a secret was actually on his presidential disclosure form, which is, you know, 15, 25 pages, whatever it is, of every business dealing that you've had leading up to the presidency. And he also said that that bank account was closed down in 2013. So, you know, again,
2015, yeah. But the weird thing is, if Trump's answer on this was very kind of murky. And he said, well, it's before I ran for president and I was thinking about doing business. Okay, so if you're thinking about doing business in China, why do you owe $200,000 in local taxes to China then?
Okay, I'm glad we both agree. I think, look, I agree with transparency, and I applaud the fact that the media actually covers all of the stories about Trump, whether they're based in fact or not. They've spent 3.5 years covering stories that have had no facts, just accusations, and they've levied them at the president. I'm asking the news media to do the same thing.
It seems
with Hunter
like
Biden
it's true.
And Joe Biden.
That's what happened. When the accusations are made, people think it's the front page. And when those accusations, no matter what the circumstance, whether it's this or hundreds of thousands of other circumstances where you're accused of something on the front page and the retraction is on page 30. So in that way,
three and a half years of that, not a piece of evidence after everybody said, oh, we've seen it. We've got anonymous sources.
Watching the debate on Thursday night a little bit, there was a civility there that I hadn't seen for a while, and whether he's performing, because he certainly knows how to perform, or whether he realizes that, you know, let's see if it lasts, that he can't keep doing what he's doing to piss everybody off, basically. That's more the reason that people, I think with the average person, Victoria, I know that you don't like him for any number of reasons, and I get it. I don't like him for a number of reasons either, but there are some things that I find salient there. And so when you think about, can people change? Will they really change? Can he get along? Does he have to be in your face to get his point across? A lot of people think that's his MO. He's been doing it. You're a New Yorker. He's been doing it for as long as he's been in business. He gets in everybody's face and he browbeats them and, pushes them around and bullies them into submission. And, you know, that's not the way to get things done. Is that the reason that nothing is getting done? Does it make a difference?
But see, that's
who's
not
sitting
true.
In the chair? It is true, Jennifer.
The average person
doesn't want to have somebody who points his finger at person and who's president and says, you're a dummy. You're stupid.
Let me just finish my statement. His output of his administration has been incredible. Middle East peace agreement.
I'm not making that point.
So it's about what he says.
I'll give you all of that.
So would you rather have someone who's rough around the edges but actually gets good things done?
Or would you rather have someone done with other people? He's getting things done on
what
his
other
own,
people are you
will.
Talking about?
I'm talking about Congress. I'm talking about the Senate.
Do you think that Congress is willing to work with the president right now?
I don't think they're willing. They were ever willing to work with him, frankly.
Able to get a lot done. My point is this. Would you rather have someone that is rough around the edges, that is actually able to get things done, even under the worst circumstances? Or would you rather have someone who makes you feel like he's folksy, but yet he's stabbing you in the back and taking money from China?
You know what? I would rather have somebody who is really qualified and knew how to do the job, and neither one of these guys has it, as far as I'm concerned. These people who are now supposedly the best choices we have, it's abysmal. Looking at some of the choices, I was looking at what was going on up in Maine, by the way, the status of the senator who's been there for quite a long time, and then this woman, Sarah Gideon, who's running against her. Susan Collins has raised about $40 million, and Sarah Gideon has brought in over $60 million from outside the state. So you know that the Democratic machine, which is something that's wrong with our system.
Look at the guy running against Lindsey Graham. He's made like $80 million, and it's all coming from outside of South Carolina.
Yeah. Anyway, Victoria, you've been silent.
I'm just listening. I have nothing to add. Is there a question that you want me to answer?
No, I just want to make sure you feel like you've been heard, and we'll move on. Supreme Court number 5, the confirmation process. Here's another example, in my mind, of not finding the most qualified, but somebody who checks off all the boxes to a point, and whether she will be good or not. I think there are many more people out there who are much better than she is, wouldn't have the controversial background to consider, and have more experience. I think she is a horrible choice for the Supreme Court for all of those reasons. And just why in the world do we keep going to the bottom We're on a race to the bottom of the barrel.
I can't believe this.
Why?
She's actually very well qualified, Jennifer. And she also demonstrates the tone that you say you like. And by the way, after people watched the hearings the week before last, the number of people in the country who want to see her confirmed is actually more than the majority now.
You know how I am about religion? You know how I am about religion and people wearing it on their sleeves.
You understand that people are capable.
That disqualifies her as far as I'm concerned.
But just she doesn't necessarily wear it on her sleeve. She's been tacked with it as someone who, I mean, this is what they're using against her.
Did she deny it when
you
ask the question?
She's a Catholic.
I'm
going to
hold that against her, but what about all those other
groups? Do you want people to say, I'm not really Muslim, I'm not really a Jew? I mean, she's a Catholic. That's what she is.
I want to know what else there is there, though, with some of these groups. Is that true or not true that she has supported or belonged to some very questionable groups in terms of
are you talking
points
about?
Of view.
There's some
the Knights of Columbus?
No.
Go ahead, no.
Extreme Catholic groups, and I forget the name of it now, too, but she lived with the guy who's the head of it, and that she was a handmaiden. I mean, there's a lot of weird stuff. Jen, you can read about
it. I have not heard any of that.
Google it. It's everywhere. That's what the women are called in this group, in this sect that she belonged with. She lived with the family, the guy who was the founder of it. You can easily look that up. It's been everywhere.
Let me ask you this. If a woman like Ilhan Omar, who wears a scarf over her head, should she be allowed to be in Congress? Is she capable?
I'm not saying she's obviously ruled by
a certain ideology, so we should get her out, right?
I'm not saying that Amy Coney Barrett should not be allowed to be Catholic. I'm just saying when Doug's talking about wearing it on your sleeve, there is a lot of stuff there that the average person, I was baptized Catholic, I grew up Catholic. The average person, when you look at the kind of stuff that her family, that she was into, it makes you scratch your head because it's kind of extremist. So, you know, that's all I'm saying. My only beef with her, I don't like the legal precedents that she set, but I also do not think she's only been a judge for 3 years. I don't think that she's qualified to be on the Supreme Court. My argument ends right there. She doesn't have enough experience.
That and the wearing of stuff on her sleeve. There's got to be more people around who are qualified. And where are the people in the middle? We're not supposed to. The Constitution doesn't say, find somebody of your political stripe and throw them in the Supreme Court. It says, find the most, somehow or other, the most qualified jurist. And the most qualified, in my mind anyway, is somebody who doesn't wear anything on their sleeve other than a long sleeve cotton shirt. That's it. I don't want to have religion, politics, I don't want to know from your politics or from your religion. I want to know that the rulings that you've had the opportunity to make a decision on have been made in a fair and balanced way according to your peers. That's what I want to know. And I don't see it, I don't smell it, I don't think it when it comes to this woman. I just don't. People List from Talkers Magazine, the folks at Talkers do a lot of research, talking to talk radio hosts, listening to programs, talking to the people that run the stations to get this list. On the People List this week at number 10, Rush Limbaugh, and number 9, Xi Jinping from China. Jack Dorsey and Mark Zuckerberg tied for number 8. The Pope is at 7. Amy Coney Barrett is at 6. Nancy Pelosi and Mitch McConnell tied for 5. Dr. Fauci is 4. Hunter Biden and Rudy Giuliani. Now, there's a pair. They're paired up at number 3. Imagine the two of them together. Whew. All right, number 2 is Hunter's dad, Joe Biden. And number 1 is Donald Trump, as you might imagine. All of these reflections, again, from the work by the staff at Talkers Magazine. Really pretty interesting how these lists develop every week. So you've got it here in your ear for the week of October 19th to the 23rd. I'm Doug Steffen.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Today, lighting is much more than just illumination. Your lighting and other electric devices can now do more and seamlessly revolve around your routines. Lisa McLear is with GE Lighting, a Savant company.
Our C by GE smart home portfolio includes smart bulbs. These bulbs can help you set schedules based on your own unique routines. For instance, say you never want to come home to a dark house. Simply set the bulbs to turn on at dusk. Or you can set the bulbs to turn off after you leave the house, so you can save money on your electric bill. See by GE also features smart switches, which can control both ordinary and smart bulbs. Our smart switches are controlled through our app or your voice or touch. Also, our smart plug makes lamps and other electric devices smart, giving you more control and convenience.
McClear adds that many smart bulbs feature the Energy Star label. Visit your nearest Walmart or Walmart.com for See by GE's full line of smart lighting products. I'm Bob Thibault for the Consumer Radio Network.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
I'm Andy Solomon. For middle market and small businesses, the pandemic is highlighting the importance of investing in new technology, facilitating remote work, and maintaining the tech-savvy workforce needed to make it all happen. David Harnish, president of CIT's Commercial Finance Division, has more.
The resiliency that technology can deliver to mid-sized and small businesses has been proven by the COVID-19 outbreak. Business leaders have taken that lesson to heart and are focused on making technology a fundamental part of their tomorrow thinking.
While many businesses hope to invest more in technology, they may not have the capability to do so. Ken Martin, Managing Director of CIT's Small Business Solutions Group, has more.
Small businesses don't always have the financial resources that larger enterprises often enjoy. In cases where investments are imperative, borrowing or leasing may be the right solution to acquiring the technology needed to remain competitive.
To learn more about the findings of CIT's 2020 Tech and Talent Survey, visit CIT.com.
Lowe's has a brand new flooring showroom filled with all types of floors. Scratch-resistant floors for toddlers and their toys. Easy-to-clean carpets for canines. Stain-resistant floors for scrumptious suppers. Even floors for yogis finding out how flexible they are. There's floors for all, and they're all at Lowe's. Book now and have yours installed by the holidays. Install available in-store only. Holiday install applies to basic install and subject to date restrictions, installer, and product availability. See Lowe's.com for details and licensing. Contiguous U.S. only.
Talk Radio Countdown Show. The charts for the week of October 19th to the 23rd, if you please. Compiled by the folks that run Talkers. Rush Limbaugh at number 10. Number 9, our relationship with China. To a lesser extent, Russia and the election hoo-ha with them. The Google antitrust lawsuit, big time. Well, maybe it isn't big time because they got lots of money and maybe it won't go anywhere. That's number 8. Number 7, the Pope supporting gay marriage. Number 6, racial relations and police reform. Number 5, the Supreme Court confirmation process. Let's see. Number 4, the economy. What's going on? Are we going to have a stimulus package or not? Number 3, the accusations and scandals involved in the presidential race. Number 2, COVID and all of its ancillary impact. And number 1, the presidential debate. 50 million people have already voted. Imagine that. Those are the stories from Talkers Magazine. Okay, let's get to the situation with race and more people black and of color getting COVID. That seems to be one of the issues. Then there's the relationship the police have. It's very interesting. In my community of Framingham, Massachusetts, new police chief, two black men are in the offing. One of them is a veteran of the department who's a very good police officer, and I think he ought to be the chief. But they brought in somebody from Baltimore who was the chief of police. They was trying to get out of town.
Well, clearly Baltimore has it right. So
can you imagine? I mean, the mayor here is just trying to stack the deck for her local guy because she likes him because he's black. But he is actually a good cop. The other, and he had a lot of sport in the rank and file. But the second guy, nobody knows, there's no transparency. Nobody knows how this guy got to be number 2 on the list. But, you know, the questions have been asked about whether these two candidates are here because there has been some unrest, and will a black police chief make a difference? What's the answer to that? Does a black police chief make a difference in cities where there is unrest?
A good police chief makes a difference.
Yeah, right. That's what I'd say. But in this circumstance, you know, like isn't there the black woman in Chicago who's made a mess of things there? Wasn't that the same kind of story?
There's a black mayor there, but I don't know.
I think there's a black police chief, too.
Maybe, but
it's a guy.
It was a guy.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right, anyway, see, I stand to be corrected. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to 1 a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 53 after the hour, review of the top 5 tech stories. It's Tech Talk time. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan. In this segment of the broadcast, a look at the top 5 items from number 5 to number 1, starting with the new launch at Apple Music, Victoria.
Well, for anyone who misses watching music videos on MTV, because we know they haven't played any for a long time, Apple Music has launched Apple Music TV. So they are trying now to take over what once was pretty much exclusive to MTV. This is 24 hours live streaming of popular music videos, and you can watch in the browse tabs on the Apple Music app and on the Apple TV app. And they are trying to go up against YouTube, which is now the spot where if you really want to watch music videos from your favorite artist, YouTube really kind of has the dominance there.
Do you want to? Do you have the desire to
watch? Sure, I love watching music videos. Yeah. I think there are so many artists. Lady Gaga's videos especially I really love. They're so creative, and I think that they're just like little works of art. I think Taylor Swift does great videos. So, yeah, it depends on who the artist is, but there's still a lot of money being put into music videos, and I think having Apple Music TV be the new outlet for that, I think it's great.
Why Quibi didn't work then, because Quibi? That's a short video sort of Quibi there. Thank you, Quibi.
Well, you know what? The truth is, Quibi would have been smart to air music videos, but they were way too highbrow, and I think they tried to be smarter and cooler than anyone in the room, and everyone just gave up on it. Yeah. So there you go.
Number
After
four.
6 months, it's done.
What can we get for $6.99 a month from Google, Victoria?
Google has a new thing called Google Photos, and this is kind of a cool thing. If you're tired of having all of your photos just sitting in your smartphone and you never actually get to enjoy them or have them on display, this is a new service for $6.99 a month. Google will use machine learning to automatically select 10 of your best photos each month, and then they print them out and send them right to your door. So you can prioritize how the algorithm chooses them. You can say if you want people and pets or landscapes or a little bit of everything, and so they'll all come to you either on a postcard or a standard 4x6 inch. And you can also, as part of the premium print service for Google Photos, they're adding same-day printing services to Walgreens, CVS, and Walmart. So you can choose whatever your monthly photos are and then pick them up same day, which is kind of cool. I think this is something people have been, you know, during the pandemic and quarantine, a lot of people have been doing, you know, home projects and DIY, like scrapbooking and photo books and things like that have really become more popular. So I think this is kind of the right time for Google Photos to launch this service.
All right, let's see what is going on at Philips, the light bulb company. They're more than that, but that's how people know them.
Right. So Signify is the parent company behind Philips Hue, and that's H-U-E. I'm sure you've seen all these. You're right, the light bulbs mainly, but they do make a lot of electronics. And they're in the news this week because they're recalling the power supplies that shipped with six of their outdoor lights because over concerns of shocking people with electricity. The power supplies can short circuit due to water leakage, and so you know, if you're touching anything, if you touch the power supply when it's wet, you could actually find yourself in a predicament. So the power supplies are being recalled for 21,000 defective units that were sold in the U.S. alone. It's the Lily and Lily XL spotlights. These are all outdoor lights, by the way. The Kala and Kala Large pedestal lights, and the Econic pedestal lights, and the Impress pedestal lights. So if you have any of those outdoor Philips Hue systems, you might want to check this out. The power supplies were shipped between 2018 and 2020, and they, again, this is 21,000 defective units. So Signify has set up a website so you can go and check to see if you do need a new one. And they say, in the meantime, you unplug everything and do not use these lights until you get the new power supply to, so you don't get shocked.
All right, number two has to do with a new deal from Whole Foods.
Yep, Amazon Prime subscribers now get free one-hour grocery pickup at every single Whole Foods across the country. This is 487 stores now. They've been testing this out for months, and they have now launched officially. Orders that cost more than $35 are eligible for free pickup, and no extra service charges. Thousands of items from Whole Foods, produce, meat and seafood, other staples, things like that. Amazon says that they found that the trend of curbside pickup is going to continue even after the pandemic has passed. They cite research that shows 68% of people plan to continue using curbside pickup services even when it's safe to go back into the grocery store on a regular basis.
Aha. Uh-huh. And number one, Google back again, not for any good reason.
Right. Now, some bad news for Google. The U.S. Department of Justice has filed an antitrust lawsuit against Google, claiming that the company holds an illegal monopoly with its search engine. The lawsuit accuses Google of harming consumers with its business contracts and agreements by stifling competition. This is going to literally be dragged out for years and years. Google is worth more than $1 trillion, and this is going to be in the courts forever.
The overview of technology, thanks to Victoria Keelan. I'm Doug Steffen at 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.